What follows is the speech ATC Lasham Limited South End base manager, Ian Dorling, delivered to the guests at the dinner celebrating the arrival in Longreach of Victor Hotel X-Ray Bravo Alpha on the 10th of June 2007.
There's a gentleman on the phone by the name of Peter Elliott, and he wants to know whether we have any 707 tooling. Do you want to speak to him? At the time I was really busy and I thought, oh well, perhaps I ought to. But I spoke to Peter and he explained that they were looking at the 707. He didn't give too much away, but Peter never does. He asked me if we had some tooling, and I confirmed that we had. I didn't know what we had at that time. He said he'd get back in contact with me and send me a note of what the stuff that he required. He duly sent that to me, and quite frankly, I actually forgot about it for a week or two. But I was swiftly reminded that, come on, get your finger out, we need some information. At which I went back to Peter, and it all went very quiet. And I thought, well, it's just another one of those things. Someone's made an inquiry. And then he came back into view and he said, it looks like negotiations have taken a step forward. And then I realised who he was negotiating with, and then the length of time in between conversations didn't surprise me at all. And I've got to tell you, I'm being as diplomatic as I possibly can. I've encountered it before. But we got it together, and Peter then made several other phone calls, and he said it was definitely going to happen. And in fact, he'd like to come in and talk to me. And he came in and he said, would it be possible to park the aeroplane on our apron? Could we give him hangarage when he needed to do the retractions? Could we supply labour if it was necessary? To this I said, yeah, I think so. Yeah, that would be all right, Peter. But he said, but one thing must be clear. He said, I want my aeroplane parked down at the West End, out of view of everybody. So eventually we got the phone call and it was on and everyone was coming down. And he said, could you pull the aeroplane round and get ready to work? So as I was duly asked, we towed it down to the Western End. And I had to smile today because it happened here too. Just as the aeroplane arrived, the cockpit window opened and there was the Australian flag and the boxing kangaroo. And I thought, to myself, this will do for me. These guys know what they're doing. They're proud of what they are and where they come from. And, you know, I'm a patriot like they are, very patriotic, except when it comes to cricket. Another day out in the sun and I would be. And the way the rugby's going, I think I might dip out of that one too. But in truth, it was evident. I've never had any doubt in my mind that the success of this. We know that it's got to come from the top. And Warwick came in to see us with his lovely wife, Lynn, and you could tell that it was everything was being driven from the top. And it was essential that this aeroplane had to come back to Longreach. And over the months that I spent with these guys, and we spent many months together, there was one thing that stuck out in my mind, and it's in the museum. There was a young guy called Sean Bonnet, who we have a thing in our country called work experience, where young people come out of school and they go into industry just for a couple of weeks and they learn a bit about an industry. Well, they can, they're only allowed to do it once, but Sean's been back with us six times so far. But like me, Peter noticed him straight away, and it gave him a job to do, and under his, obviously, his strict supervision. And Sean was delighted, obviously, with this, and it would have been very easy for someone like Peter just to tap him on the back and say, "Thanks, lad, that was a good job done," which he did, obviously, but he went a lot further than that. Here, Norm King wrote a most beautiful reference, probably the best I've ever seen, so saying what they had done in their lives and what they had represented, and that they felt that this young man was a credit and he could very well do very well in this industry. They not only wrote that and signed it and put their names and addresses on it for further reference, they went round to his house, they knocked on his door, and they said, "There's your letter." But accompanying that letter was some tools as well to start his toolbox off. And I haven't ever come across that in my entire life. Sean comes for an interview on the 28th of this month as an apprentice. I know there's a 10-hour time difference between home, England, and here. But for this night, perhaps just for a minute, we'll add another 19 days onto that time. And I'm pleased to announce that Sean Bonnet was successful in becoming an apprentice. The sad part about it, he was out getting a soup with his mum and dad yesterday so he could look smart for the interview. But I couldn't tell him. But if you think that that's unfair, that I haven't even interviewed the other 28 that have for just the four places we have. If I do find four that are better, and I somehow doubt it, I will make another exception, and we will have five this year instead of four. But what I really want to talk about is the real spirit of the guys that you sent off over to us. I played host for 6 months, and I saw probably more than most of you saw. I've never come across a bunch of guys that were so dedicated into achieving a goal. I saw them when things didn't go right. I saw them when odds were against them, and they never wavered. They stuck in there, and they had that dogged attitude that really makes you proud to be an engineer. They were an absolute credit to Australia, to the Qantas Foundation Memorial, and Qantas, and obviously their families. You must have been very proud of them today when that aeroplane came in. I certainly was. We saw over those months, we had a bond that I think it's unlike anything else that I've experienced. The way that they interacted with the people that we have at Southend. We're only a little outfit, we only have 150 people, but they became part of our family. They integrated with us. We've had lots of good press and said what we did for you guys, but it was only because of the attitude of the people that you sent over. I can't find really, I don't have the words to express how proud I felt when that aeroplane turned in today. And I've got to say, no one deserved a touchdown more than those lads out at Southend. They came, they didn't have the resources, they didn't have an office space, and Peter came to me and he said, could I give him help? They need telephones and internet access. And I said, we can have an office. And he said, well, it's too far away. Could I put something in place? And I said, well, yeah, you've got the site, it's down there. And Julie turned up the QFM executive suite of offices, which roughly translated said it's a green porter cabin, basically. And many times I went past it, I thought, any day now there's going to be a yellow door on there. It's going to happen. But it turned up, and just as it did with the aeroplane, there's a huge flag, the Australian flag, and a boxing kangaroo. And I'm pleased to say I'm the very happy owner of those flags now. And they were presented to me by Karen. On behalf of the Qantas Memorial Foundation and everyone else. They're in our boardroom, and they flank a most beautiful picture of XBA on takeoff, and it really is lovely. I don't think there's too much more else I can say. The guys that came over, we thought the world of them. We embraced them, and we were lucky to have them. And I think you were lucky, very lucky to have had them too. And I'd like to just, if I may, just before I... It was all of our workforce, they've all signed it. They came along and they had their photograph taken with it, and we'd really like dearly, if you could find it in your heart, to find somewhere to hang it, because everyone has asked us to say, you know, this is over to you, and thank you very much for what you've done. If I could say just one more thing, I've come a long way, so just give me a minute. The guys have said that would I say thank you and hello to all of you guys, and in an Essex form, they said, will you tell them they are a real good bunch of geezers? I'm more refined from them than that. I actually come from Middlesex, a home in cricket. God, I can't. But for me, and at this point, really, there should be music playing by Tina Turner, simply the best. You really were the very best. And to me, you will always be affectionately known as those magnificent men with your flying machine. And